Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. We're going to get right to our teaching today that we're calling Principles for Christian Prudence. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom." And it goes on from there. But what we're talking about is some principles today. Now, on the day that you hear this, look on voiceofvision.org and you'll see the transcript there. You can also email me, PastorJD, at voiceofvision.org if you don't get that. Now, the reason that I'm mentioning that is because there's seven principles that I'm going to give you today, and I've alliterated them all with the letter M and asked them into questions like will this, and all that to give you an idea. Because it's really not about a whole bunch of rules. It's about the Holy Spirit living in you, but living according to the principles of the Bible. And so sometimes there's these gray areas. We think, can I not? And people will try to tell you, well, if you're even wanting to, then it's bad. Or, you know, you're free, do what you want. So there's a lot of confusion out there. But we're going to look at the book of 1 Corinthians, and I'm going to show you seven principles that can really help guide you to be prudent, to be wise, and to have the right sort of timing in the things of God. You see, the church looks like it has lost the power to stand apart from the crowd. You can't ignore the problem, as some do, and just acting superior won't help, and finger-pointing is simply hypocritical. We're living with sin too often rather than looking at Him. Our families are crumbling, and our children are crushed, and our churches are confused. They continue to slide into a mindset that thinks more like the world than Christ. The church is more becoming like the world than the world is becoming like the church. And the problem is what we're doing with our freedom in Christ. We're not standing apart. We're just saying, yeah, I believe in Jesus, but I'm just going to rock and roll just like I always did. Now, certainly we are free in Christ. It's for freedom that Christ has set you free, Galatians 5:1. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:17. But many have been caught up in a false gospel that sees grace as a license to sin, you know, with impunity. Let me read Galatians for you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Galatians 5, verse 13 says, "You were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." 1 Peter 2:16 echoes that sentiment. And as a supposed answer to this, we have many churches and teachers who believe that it's a sin to wear pants or cut your hair or go to the bowling alley. You know, we have one side is legalism and one side is licentiousness. But, you know, we need some real clear guidance on some of these things. How do we properly use our freedom? That's what we're talking about today. That's why I want you to get a copy of this in transcript form. And you know, it's just an important thing. And no one needs to know if it's okay to commit adultery, steal, cheat, or lie. Those are things that are obvious. But what about those things the Bible seems to be silent about? What's the right balance? What kind of music should I listen to? Can I go see a movie? Can I go to a sports bar to watch the game with friends? What can or should I wear? What can I do on Sunday? These things in themselves can be, you know, indifferent or neutral. But for the Christian, it's a matter of the right use of matters indifferent. Now, 1 Corinthians gives us seven principles that I mentioned at the beginning of the program that's going to help us allow our freedom in Christ to glorify God. This isn't about new laws. It's about principles that will keep us from falling into trouble and helping others not to stumble at our liberty. These aren't universal rules for you to impose on others. These are guidelines for you to regulate your decision-making. Prudence is about making mature decisions, the wise exercise of our freedom in Christ. It's all about renewing your mind, you know, Romans 12:1 and 2, and Ephesians 4:22 through 24. So let's get right to it. Let me read 1 Corinthians 6:12. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12. They had written to Paul and said, "All things are lawful for me." But Paul wrote back, "But not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything." So the first principle is mastery. In other words, the question is, will this bring me into bondage? Will it bring me into bondage? I've got lots of verses I could go through here, talking about Titus chapter 2, where it says, "Grace is a teacher, teaching us to say no to things." And Ephesians 4, 27, "Don't give any place to the devil." Romans 13, 14, you know, "Don't put on Christ, don't make provision for the flesh." And 2 Peter 2, 19, and Titus 1, 15, and 16. Lots of verses that we could mention that we're not going to go through all the verses themselves today. I'm just going to give some of them to you, and you can get on to voiceofvision.org. Make sure that you get this teaching. But the first principle is mastery. Will this bring me into bondage? And too often people, they're already in it, and they don't think that they are. But now let's look at principle number two. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You're not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." So principle number one was mastery. Will this bring me into bondage? Principle number two from 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 is morality. Will this defile God's temple? 2 Corinthians 7, 1 says we're supposed to put away all the filthiness of the flesh and hang on to the promises of God. And Psalm 101, 3 says, "I'll put no evil thing before my eyes." You're supposed to compare yourself to God, not yourself or others. Now, I'm not talking about smoking or drinking per se, but about getting drunk and altered states because of drugs or gluttony, looking at pornography. It's about morals here. And this is just, again, one of the principles. Principle number one, mastery. Principle number two, morality. Will this defile God's temple? Now let's look at principle number three. Yes, I realize I'm going through this rather quickly. That's why you need the notes. Amen. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. Verse 8 says, "Food will not commend us to God. We're no worse off if we do not eat, no better off if we do. But take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak." So principle number three is maturity. Maturity. Will this cause anyone to stumble? And you know what maturity is, friends? Maturity is knowing when to say no. Maturity is saying, "I will not do the thing that I could be allowed to do because someone else is around that shouldn't be allowed to do it." Maturity is thinking about other people. Romans 14, 20 says, "Do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but if it's wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats, it is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble." That's true. It says in verse 17, you know, that the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. But a mature person doesn't cause others to stumble by his liberty. And some people just haven't been brought along that far yet. Philippians 2, 3, and 4 says to esteem others as higher than yourself and look not only to your own interest. In other words, you do look to your interest, but also the interest of others. So principle number one is mastery. Will this bring me into bondage? Principle number two is morality. Will this defile God's temple? And principle number three from 1 Corinthians 8, 8, and 9 is maturity. Will this cause anyone to stumble? Mastery, morality, maturity. Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 23. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 23. Again, they're telling him all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful. But not all things build up. So principle number four is ministry. Will this edify me and or others? Are you using your liberty and it's really causing people to be torn down, not built up? Everybody's questioning it. It doesn't help them. It confuses them. It's not edifying them. We're sort of in their face. "Yeah, I'm allowed to drink. I can do whatever I want as long as I don't get drunk." You know, and just make the person feel bad. You know, he's like, the word is pugnacious. You know, you're in your face with your liberty. We could go to many verses here. 1 Peter 4:10 and Ephesians 4:29, Galatians chapter 5:22 and 23. The truth is that when we're thinking about being a minister. Minister, serving. And if we're just fighting for our own rights, saying it doesn't matter, who are we serving? Them or us? Principle number four, ministry. Will this edify me and or others? And if you're not edifying others, friend, you can be edifying yourself all you want to, but that's a waste of time. Principle number one, mastery. Will this bring me into bondage? Principle number two, morality. Will this defile God's temple? Principle number three, maturity. Will this cause anyone to stumble? Principle number four, ministry. Will this edify me and or others? From 1 Corinthians 10:23. Let's look just a couple of other verses right down the road there. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 25. It says, "Eat whatever is sold in the meat market without raising any question on the ground of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If one of the unbelievers invites you to dinner and you are disposed to go, eat whatever is set before you without raising any question on the ground of conscience. But if someone says to you, 'This has been offered in sacrifice,' then do not eat it for the sake of the one who has informed you and for the sake of conscience. I do not mean your conscience, but his. For why should my liberty be determined by someone else's conscience?" So, principle number five is mind. Will this violate my conscience? If you're having a doubt, then leave it out. Will this violate my conscience and other people's consciences as well? Again, principle number one, mastery. Number two, morality. Number three, maturity. Number four, ministry. And number five here from 1 Corinthians 10, 25 through 29, will this violate my conscience? Romans 14, 23 says, "Whatever is not of faith is sin." Now, there are some things that will tempt me that will not tempt others. There are things like wearing jewelry that some men can do, and I'm not, you know, as long as it's not excess adornment, it's modest, I'm not necessarily against that, but for me, I can't do that. It violates my own personal conscience. I can't make my conscience ground to bind others' convictions. I can only go by the Word of God, and what it's saying here is, don't violate your conscience or purposefully violate others' conscience. Again, principle number one, mastery, will this bring me into bondage? Two, morality, will this defile God's temple? Number three, maturity, will this cause anyone to stumble? Principle number four, ministry, will this edify me and or others? Principle number five, mind, will this violate my conscience? Let's finish up in the last two here. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whatever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So in other words, principle number six is magnify. Will this bring glory to God? The last principle, 1 Corinthians 10, verses 32 and 33. "Give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God, just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved." Last principle, number seven, is mission. Will this hurt my witness? Mastery, morality, maturity, ministry, mind, magnify, and mission. Some things are not all bad, but there aren't any good either. You're not supposed to be looking to help out your witness by succumbing to the culture. Christianity is the solution to culture. Yes, you can have a tattoo and go to heaven, but you don't need a tattoo to show others the way to heaven. We're not talking about being isolated, we're talking about being insulated. Wow, that ripped by with all that time. It's all the time we have for today. See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast. God bless you.
See you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.